And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Max is out of town. So is Corey Sandin, our third co-host, out of town. So I'm solo here at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. Great day to come on down and win some great prizes and qualify for those big grand prizes today. This is our first San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote of the season. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here, and Scott Cook from Encinitas Ford is joining us. This is going to be a great show. Come on down to Encinitas Ford and stay tuned to Mighty 1090. There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig drag and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here at Encinitas Ford. We have even that batteries here. Look at that. He didn't bring his Cliff didn't bring his banjo though to play mariachi music. But it's Cinco de Mayo. Just remind me of that. Well, and Cliff is appropriately addressed there. We have a great crowd here at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. This is our very first San Diego County DeFord Dealers live remote of the season. Your first chance to win all the great prizes that our sponsors have lined up for us this year. And what a, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But we want to thank General Manager Scott Cook from Encinitas Ford for being here. Thanks, Scott, for hosting us here at Encinitas Ford. And the boss, Mark Wheeler, who's out of town doing a little R&R vacation with his daughter. Congratulations to Mark being a grandpa once again.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, and I just recently purchased the 2018 Explorer Sport from you guys. I love that car. That thing has so much power, all the technology in it. It's a new age for Ford these days. I mean, every 4 years or so I get a new car, and it's just leaps and bounds over what I had 4 years ago.
Yeah, they really are amazing right now from the trucks and the SUVs. I've been having them for a lot of years, and it seems the same thing. They're always world-class, but every 3 or 4 years I get in a new one, and I'm amazed at how far they've come.
Yeah, for sure. That thing has some power. That sport engine, all-wheel drive, all that, it's amazing.
Absolutely. World-class performance in a vehicle that's got plenty of comfort on it and styling and absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and really decent gas mileage, too. You know, close to 20 miles to the gallon, 26 plus on the highway, something like that. It's really, with that much power, it's pretty amazing how well it performs.
Yeah. How many vehicles have you gotten from us here, by the way?
Jeez. Over the last 30 years, I can't even count. A lot.
Yeah.
From F-150s to Transit Connects to now this Explorer. This, you know, I'm getting a little older and want a little more comfort and such, so that's why I went with the Explorer. It does have all that comfort in it, too, so.
Well, it's customers like you that really keep us in business here. We've been here for a long time. Not in the middle of an auto center where we get 100 people walk through our doors every day. So we really, we live and die on our repeat and referral business. So thank you for yours again.
Yeah, well, you guys do a good job here. Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is a customer too, right, Tim?
Indeed I am.
Drove all the way from San Diego up to come here and buy from Encinitas Ford.
You guys have got me for two now. I just got a car for my daughter, an Escape, and then my wife, Marilee, she bought a Ford Flex here about 5 years ago. And I drive an F-250, so we're the America's Ford family. Love the cars, love the product, love the service here, of course. We'll be, I'm sure, when the time comes, we'll be back for another one.
Well, thank you very much for your business as well.
Absolutely.
A lot of deals going on with Ford now, especially coming up Memorial Day weekend, the sell-a-thon weekend, right?
Yeah, this is going to be the biggest year, the biggest month of the year for us. We've already started off real strong. We've got some big savings going on this weekend from leases on F-150s for $269 a month to 2018 F-150s with over $10,000 off. So it's a great time to come down.
$10,000 off.
Absolutely. We've got huge incentives from the factory as well as deep discounts from ourselves. So we're really pushing the envelope. Please come on down and see what we have to offer.
Yeah, for sure. And if anybody here wants to take a test drive, try one of the new cars, your guys are here taking care of them.
Absolutely. And that's what we do here is take care of our customers. So
yeah. That's why they come back.
Yeah. You know, it's... We've got, I've been here for 20 years, started off as a salesman for Mark Wheeler, great guy to work for. Now I'm the general manager, so I work so he can fish.
That's right.
He's huge on fishing.
He lives
here.
To fish.
Yeah, this is absolutely a huge fishing store. And all of our managers been here for close to 20 years or above. We've got some real long-term employees, and come by and see how we take care of you.
Wow, fantastic. And Tim Ekstrom, I am so pumped up for this week Today, the Royal Star gets back from a pretty fabulous 16-day trip that your partner Randy Toussaint ran, right?
Yeah, by this year's standards, you know, it hasn't exactly been the biggest year for the long trips down below. Just, you know, fishing cycles. We talked about it before, and this was actually a good one. It, by far as numbers go, for the caliber of the fishing, it was our best voyage of the 2018 season down there. They had some good shots out of Hurricane Bay, a couple of different days. One in particular, they had almost 30. I think they had 30 fish, 10 over 200.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
10 over 200?
They had 10 over 200 total. That day, they had 7 over 200. But
7 in one day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
And the rest of the fish are beautiful also. You know, I mean, a small one was 140 and 170. You know, it was a good day of fishing. And really, you know, on a trip like that, I guess any trip, one like that in particular, one good day can a trip make. So
yeah,
they kind of built around that. You know, they scratched out otherwise. They had 10, 15, 18 a day. They picked away, but that one day really put them over the top.
Yeah. So back at Fisherman's Landing this morning, about what time?
Probably about 9:30.
Okay.
Just in time for me to get on the road and get down there. You know, we'll be getting her turned around, spruced up, fueled up, tuned up, and ready for our big Mazatlan adventure, which the boat departs tomorrow on.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll go down, and then we fly down on Thursday morning to
exactly.
go meet the boat, get on the boat, and we'll be fishing on Friday.
That's right, Friday morning. It's hardly an overnight steam. It's like going out here on a day trip or day and a half trip. It's about 90 miles from 90 miles from the entrance there at Mazatlan Harbor. Just a hop, skip, and a jump. It's great. I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, and Mazatlan is such a cool place.
Yeah, it's great. It's just, you know, it's got a tranquil feel to it. I mean, obviously it's a modern city, but it's from a tourist perspective, it's very accommodating. It's very warm, and you know, as we talked about before, because it's kind of a little bit slower pace there. It's very affordable there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Cab rides, everything. It's really, everything
it's
about
not
it, I like
over touristed.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. You don't
get,
you know, you don't just get bombarded with the heavy, overbearing tourist feel there. It still has that old world, you know, old Mexico feel to it.
It's old Mexico.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and with all the modern convenience and some fabulous restaurants. I remember when we were dining down there, and then the El Cid, where we're going to be basing the Royal Star. The El Cid's an mega resort. That's what they call it, and it is.
Yeah, it is. It's first class. It's absolutely. I could not. If I could craft a place to run the boat out of and do this kind of adventure, that's what I would make. I mean, you know, give me a blank slate. That's what I would draw. It's just. I mean, a beautiful. The little port they have there. Little harbor's idyllic. It's, you know, obviously modern. The conveniences for the anglers to walk out of their hotel roof there the night before and see Royal Star sitting there, the whole nine yards. It really, I can't wait to get some photos when we get in there.
It's going to be cool, yeah. So the fishing has been, as it did last year, the best part of the season in that area is now.
Which is kind of interesting, you know. I mean,
there
were a number of years where, you know, the later it got, the slower it got. But, you know, I wouldn't even call this an anomaly anymore. Fishing is so... It's really fascinating what's going on, you know, in our world, the ocean. It's like, you know, for example, like this bluefin that's been around for, 3 years now, where you can catch bluefin almost 365 days a year if you had good weather out of San Diego. It's kind of the same down there. It's just, it's always changing. So as it so happened last year, it just got better and better as the year progressed, and it looks like that's happening now. It sounds to me from the last week or two like the best – The most consistent sign of fish, the best fishing that those guys have seen, because it's been a little rough down there, too, and, you know, as far as the numbers go.
Sure.
It's just overall, you know, big tuna fishing this year was a little off, but it sounds like it's gotten, it has, it's just gotten better and better, and this is the best sign of fish that they've been seeing so far.
And big fish.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
Yeah, some 360s, 380s.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of, I mean, that, of course, is where the world record comes from, is the right there. There's been a few tuna over 400 pounds from there.
And that's the idea, to go down there on a trip like this. It's the opportunity to for an angler to get into a big fish, you know, something over 200 pounds, and only have to venture, you know, 4 or 5 days as opposed to, you know, our standard long trips that go down there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Now, here's the crazy thing. Boat loads tomorrow morning. Put your gear on the boat tomorrow morning down in San Diego. And then on Thursday, or a lot of guys are going in early and spending a couple days at the El Cid and stuff like that. But you and I are flying down Thursday morning flight out of Tijuana. We'll get there at noon. Boat's going to depart that afternoon. We'll fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All day.
And then back in the morning on Monday and fly home that day.
Exactly. You can.
I mean, how? I mean, to have the opportunity to go catch a giant elephant tuna in 4 days, how unbelievable is that?
Yeah. And we'll see if we can make good on it. You know, if the fish cooperate, it's just the most beautiful setup. You know what I mean? It really does. There's a lot of synergy there between that place and just the availability of that fish on a consistent basis, those big elephant tuna down there. So we'll see how it works out. I'm really pleased with the logistics of it. You know, we went over that. And
you've been down there working on that for quite some time.
Sure. I met with Geronimo down there several times. We've got it all worked out as far as that goes. And, you know, now it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah.
It's finally here.
We're here. It's going to happen right now, which is really cool. Now, there's two trips, and then there's going to be four trips next year, right?
Yeah. That's how we got it planned.
Yeah.
You know, test the waters this year, test a little more the following year, and if we're pleased with it, it works out well for everybody, then we'll stack a few more on the following year.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Now, I like doing new things, you know what I mean?
Oh,
It's just the opportunity to do something new, see something new. But what I'm really most enthusiastic about is the fact that we can open the door to more and more anglers, provide more opportunities for anglers to have a shot at one of those giant yellowfin. That's really, you know, I mean, that is it's the World Series of yellowfin tuna fishing.
No doubt. It's catch a
pinnacle.
Fish of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of anglers who... They may certainly have the means to do it, but they just don't have the time to venture one of those longer trips. It's what I've heard year after year from the majority of anglers, you know, that they want to, but they can't make the time, you know, to go for 2 weeks or whatever. So 4 days, Mazatlan, in, out.
It's good.
Game on.
Yeah, it's game on, yeah. Now, some pretty darn good fishing starting to happen around here. I know Fisherman's Land and Liberty's been getting in on that great yellowtail fishing, and Royal Star has a 3-day trip at the end of this month that has availability?
I think the Memorial Day weekend trip still has a few spots on it.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a couple trips in early June also, 3-day trips over the weekend. I got to tell you, I'm really enthusiastic about this bluefin that's around in particular.
Whew.
I mean, there's an incredible sign of bluefin, and it's pretty much any day where the weather is good, where, you know, the guys will get out there and get a shot. They're seeing them every day.
Yeah.
You know, Renee and the Shogun, they had kind of bumpy weather out there, but they still had a few shots there yesterday. But just the overall quantity of fish, it's not like one little dime size area. It's pretty much you get out there, you find good water, you're going to see sign of bluefin. And that goes from, I mean, even there was already sign of bluefin on the 9 mile bank a couple, 3 weeks
That's
back.
That's right, yeah.
And it's all the way down to outside of San Martin, you know, outside of San Quintin. I mean, there's just fish scattered up and down. So between that and the yellowtail that's been available offshore, I'm sure invariably it'll make its way into the coast, but more and more coming up offshore, it's that nice-sized fish. This is going to be, I see great potential for our local season, local being, you know, within 3 or 4 days in San Diego, beginning now. I mean, it's already started, but
yes.
You can only assume that it's going to ramp up the amount of bluefin, and typically as a year progresses, you know, we'll get more shots out of them, bite better, so on and so forth. But it's a great time. It's a great time to be planning a local trip, you know, get out there on a moment's notice on a three-quarter day, like you said, on the Liberty, on an overnight trip.
Well, it's not called a full day. Yeah,
three-quarter day.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, whatever trip you choose, day and a half trip on you know, any one of the guys down there on the Queen or on the Condor there, Fisherman's Landing, there's all kinds of trips available, and I think, you know, I think it's reasonable to assume that the amount of that bluefin that's around, that there's going to be a lot of fishing opportunities available,
yeah.
Especially at catching one of those nice bluefins.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. Fishing with the Royal Star crew and the fish handling ability that you guys have, all the technology that you have on the boat, to be able to go on a 3-day trip here at the end of the month or beginning of June, what an opportunity for anglers to really get on that bluefin.
And that's really the idea, too, is we're planning for the next few years to offer more of those shorter trips, weekend, 3 days and the like, just introduce more anglers to our style of fishing. There's a misconception out there among a lot of anglers that a long-range boat is just... It's just a, you know, a glorified local boat. You know, there's a big difference,
oh,
like you said.
It's a big difference.
The standard of service, the handling of the fish, the quality of the meals, the cuisine that the chefs prepare, the whole nine yards. It's really an elevated experience. So It's you know, again, we want to provide more and more anglers that opportunity. Going back to that time thing, you know, there's a lot of anglers that just either, you know, they don't have or don't want to venture more than in 3-4 days.
Right.
So we're gonna put the platform there for them to do that with us on Royal Star.
Yeah, what an opportunity for sure, and what an opportunity for you today to come down to Encinitas Ford. Beautiful day, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real here in Encinitas. Ryan Christensen is back. He is doing the casting contest. Our good guy Ryan Christensen, who's been there with us for so many years, is back running the casting contest today. Cowboy is here, and Arnie's helping him out, and the guys are all helping him out. And, boy, we have some great, great prizes for you today here at Encinitas Ford. So come on down. We've got a full two-hour broadcast here today live for our first San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote. Step up to the mic prize today is going to be a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Kanoa Coast, which is one of my favorites. I have them on right now. This one's the blue-black frame with the incredible blue Hawaii lens, courtesy of Maui Jim. The casting contest is in full swing right now, and today's prizes are Shimano Rod, full-day trip on the San Diego, and AFCO gear, Shimano lures, Rapala lure package, and the winner of the casting contest, along with a random draw today, is going to win, have a chance to qualify, will be one of the 8 grand prize qualifiers. We're going to qualify 2 people today. We have 4 total in the year of our San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remotes. This is our first, so we're going to qualify 2 people today, one from the casting contest and one a random draw at 9 o'clock. And listen to this lineup of prizes today. Okay, it's a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing and a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak courtesy of Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. That's about a $4,000 prize there. And then trip two is a trip for two to Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. That includes 2 days of fishing and a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from either San Diego, Orange County, or Los Angeles to Los Cabos. That's about a $4,000 prize right there. We're going to draw the qualifiers at the end of the day's show. Like I say, one qualifier from a random draw, so everybody's eligible, and then one from the casting contest here for sure. And, boy, if you want to get through on the phones, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We can take your phone calls, too. And we're going to be giving you on the phones a trip for two on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Somebody's going to win that. We also, the Cowboy has a bevy of prizes, and including oil changes from the Encinitas Ford here. Scott and Mark have donated. We have AFCO clothing. We have AFCO gear over there. We have Rapala Williamson lures. We have Shimano Flatfall, Shimano Colt Sniper jigs. Boy, we have other Shimano gear over there. A whole bunch of stuff that you can win, T-shirts and hats and all kinds of good stuff. And then in addition to that, our good buddy Don Groh from Anza Knives is here. He's displaying his beautiful handcrafted Anza knives. These knives are something special, and thanks to Don for coming out today to show people off his knives. He's donating to the grand raffle today. Somebody's going to win an Anza knife at the end of the show today, one of those custom Anza knives, courtesy of Anza Knives and Don. And when we come back, we're going to take those step up to the mic, phone questions, everything. Stay tuned live from Encinitas Ford right here with Captain Tim Ekstrom and Scott Cook on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you know, Tim, I'm
loaded up with that Talica 50 because there's big fish down in Mazatlan.
And a better reel there is not for catching big ones. I'll tell you what, we fondly nickname those reels the winch.
The winch.
They're unbelievable. They have the most incredible low-end torque. I mean, you just let win advantage to the angler. I don't care what size fish it is. Those things are absolutely incredible.
And you can fly line a sardine on that.
That's right.
The key because of that lightweight spool. But the size of that reel, the line capacity, and like you say, the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything about it. That by far, that's my favorite big fish reel today.
Yeah. You match that with one of those Therese rail rods. The double XH, man, you put that thing on the rail, you put it in low, and you start cranking.
That's exactly it.
Winch it in.
Yep.
The Shimano Talica 50, along with that Therese rail rod, an unbeatable combo for big fish at your local Shimano dealer.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here live at Encinitas Ford with Captain Tim Exum from the Royal Star, Scott Cook, General Manager of Encinitas Ford. And it's great to see our buddy Tom Gruber is here with Rhonda, his lovely wife, who's taken such great care of him. Tom, great to see you back up and rolling there. Let's give a big hand for Tom back in the saddle again. Good to see you, buddy. Great to have you here, and looking forward to getting out fishing with you for sure. Hey, here at Encinitas Ford, Williams from Chula Vista. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here at Encinitas
Ford. It's a pleasure to be here. Gentlemen, I've just retired, and I'm getting a little prize from my company. They're giving me a Stella open face reel. So I was looking at what kind of rod I would like to put on that. And I know Ricky's not here. But
yeah, he's our rod expert on the Stella.
Yeah.
You know, a great reel like the Stella deserves an. You want a? Is it a popper, Ron?
That's my hope. I'm going to be doing half day fishing someday. If I may, I might be out there with you guys. And,
what size Stella is it?
It's the 2000.
Okay, so smaller one.
I think that's about the almost the top size.
Oh, okay, the 20,000.
20,000.
The 20,000. Yeah. The top of the line rod, and again, it's the top of the line price too, is the new Orcas rod, the Orcas popper rod from Shimano.
Okay.
An amazing rod. Okay. They're expensive. They're upwards of 500 plus. But, you know, what'd you pay for that Stella, right? It's a lot of money.
That's a gift.
And if you want, oh, geez, that's a great gift.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And that Orcas popper rod
Orcas
is
popper.
Truly an unbelievable rod designed exactly for that reel. You just get the proper size, and you'll have a casting machine there that you can. Well, can you land a big fish on that reel?
Well, yeah, I was going to say also, that's going to be a fantastic reel for fly line and sardines also.
Oh.
Whether you're on the half-day boat or you're on, you know, three-quarter day, all the way up to even a long-range trip, you know, as long as you're not, like, you know, you're fishing for the right size fish, you know, something in a 30, 40, 50 pound range, 60 pound tuna like that. Those, like these bluefin local, for example,
right, yeah.
That's a fantastic reel. You know, the old days of, you know, everybody laughing at the guy standing at the rail with a coffee grinder. That's long gone, man.
Yeah.
Those reels are fantastic. They have incredible low end torque. I've seen a lot of big tuna landed on those things. And there's a lot of anglers that are they're more successful fly lining baits with a and casting in particular with a spinning reel. It's just easier to cast than a conventional reel. So don't limit yourself to just casting jigs or poppers. That's a great reel for fly lining baits.
Good idea.
60 pound on it, would you think?
It depends on what size fish. Are you talking about the leader material or the backing?
The backing, actually.
I think that's about right. Your 50 or 60 pound Spectra, and then okay. That really you can match that up with if you're fishing fluorocarbon, anything from say 25 pound all the way up to 60 pound.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Hey, good luck with that reel. That was a heck of a gift.
Not bad.
Indeed. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Bob from Cardiff is here, too, at Encinitas Ford, a local North County resident here, not far from Encinitas Ford in Cardiff. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for coming down this morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to see you.
Morning.
Good to see you.
My question is a tuna fishing question for Pete or Tim.
Uh-huh.
I have a 75-foot-long top shot,
uh-huh.
Regular mono top shot, and I wanted to attach a, say, 100-pound test fluorocarbon, very short piece onto the end.
Right.
What kind of a knot would I use to attach the fluorocarbon 100-pound to the 50-pound top shot?
The 50-pound monofilament, you mean?
Yes.
So I think, first of all, well, you know, I like the back-to-back uni knot. When I'm attaching my fluorocarbon to my mono,
okay,
that seems to be the most general, and not you can tie it anywhere, anyhow. You can marry lines of different sizes,
okay,
and it's pretty dang strong. Also, we don't have a lot of failure at that connection, so that's what I'd recommend.
Okay, one more quickie question there on the 100-pound fluorocarbon to the hook or to the flat ball or whatever you have. What's the best knot there, like a San Diego knot or something? On the 100-pound, they're pretty good size.
Yeah, I know it. I actually am a real fan of that 5-turn trilene knot. It's real low profile. You have to tie it correctly, but it you go through the eye of either the hook or the lure twice. Okay. It's incredibly strong, really reliable when it's tied correctly. That's what I tie.
And incredibly
myself.
Low profile.
Yeah.
I learned that knot on the Royal Star, and that is such a great knot. But you do have to tie it properly. But the key to tying it properly is testing it, right?
Yeah.
You'll know you have it properly tied when you test it.
Yeah, and you really want to make sure that the two lines that are going through the eye are laying parallel to one another. That's the key. As long as they're parallel, they're not crossed
and
over.
They're not crossed.
That's right. You're in good shape. I also, it's not a bad idea when you're fly lining. We use a lot of the crimps on our 100-pound and up,
mm-hmm.
and it's a real quick, easy connection, and that's also very reliable. Is it more reliable than a knot? We'll leave that one up to chance. But it's an excellent connection, and I know the guys, because they, with crimp you form a loop. So there's some thought out there that's going to get you more bites if you're live bait fishing, and also with your lures, it's going to give the lure a little more action.
With the loop, little more action.
Exactly. So that's another way you go about it.
Okay. Would you use two crimps or a single crimp?
Single crimp. Yeah, single one crimp. Of the small aluminum ones, and, you're good to go. It's real easy. It's real quick.
Test it.
Oh, yeah.
Pull on it.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing about being on a quality long-range boat like the Royal Star is you get – it's like going to fishing university. You learn all this stuff from the crew and the captain.
I can imagine. You betcha.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh. Okay, guys. Thanks a million for
all
the
right.
info. It's great.
All right.
Thank
Appreciate
you so much.
It. Thanks
Pleasure.
Very much for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Chuck from Florida is next up. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for coming down all the way from Florida.
Yes, sir. Just moved to the West Coast. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my question is kind of simple. From fishing up and down the eastern seaboard and in the Gulf of Mexico, we don't catch a lot of 200-plus-pound fish. What knot are you using to tie on the hook?
So, again, we've had the most success with a 5-turn trilene knot. Really, a double San Diego works fine also. I'm a real believer in any knot that goes twice through the eye of the hook.
Okay.
That really improves a knot's performance and increases your line or your knot strength. It's almost 100% knot, that 5-turn trilene. We really rely on it. But again, it depends on what size line you're using. If you're using 100-pound or above, I really like that crimp connection also. It's really reliable. And as we were talking about, there's that technically that five-turn trialing knot or any knot that goes twice through the hook has to be tied perfectly in order to get that 100% out of it. And, you know, the margin of error for somebody that maybe not all that adept at it or, you know, you're in a rush, whatever, fish are biting. A crimp is really easy. It's an easy connection, and it's very reliable. So that kind of goes up. It's angler's choice at that point, but either one of them is a good way to go.
All right. Thank you.
You got
good
it.
One. Hey, very good. Thanks a lot for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Gus in Burbank. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Gus.
How's it going there?
Great, great. Beautiful day here in Encinitas Ford. You should come down from Burbank.
You know, it sounds tempting, but it's so nice here in Burbank. I don't know if I'm going to do that today. Listen, I have a comment and a question. My comment is the Royal Star is by far my favorite boat ever. I just love that boat. I think it's I just think it's the nicest experience going out on that boat. And the crew is always great. And, of course, the food is always great. But there's something about that boat and its captains that, man, it's just second to none. That's the boat for me.
I love you, Gus.
No, Tim, it's true. There's no doubt about it. And my question is, we always hear that in the you know, compared to yellowfin tuna to bluefin tuna or bluefin tuna to yellowfin tuna, that the bluefin are very toothy creatures. You know, they have teeth that break off line and hooks and all that stuff. What about yellowfin? Don't they have teeth?
They do, and they've got a pretty formidable set of choppers, and the bigger they are, the bigger their teeth are, they come into play. Bluefin there's two things. They are a little more toothy than a yellowfin, but there's a behavior that bluefin exhibit that it's very common. What do you think, Pete? 9 times out of 10, you get a bluefin up, and a lot of them come up quick. They don't really fight all that hard. They get up quick, and they're 30 feet under the boat, and they go straight on their and do that head shaking, jerking side to side.
Yeah.
That's where those bluefin win the battle on countless occasions. That line rakes across their teeth side to side.
Do they know?
I don't know. But I'm not kidding you. I don't know. No, maybe it is 9 out of 10, but I'll bet you 7 out of 10 bluefin, they all do it. Once they get up to color, They roll with their straight up and down with their back, and they just shake their head side to side. That line just clink, 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 grates across their teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, you just get, you know, you're like, oh, there it goes. Pink, you know.
Dang, gone.
Yep. It's really, really common in bluefin.
And that's part of the problem right now with this school-grade bluefin is that, you know, you're getting that 30, 40-pounders. They're biting lighter line, 25, 30-pound test. It's not hard for them to start shaking that head and cut you off, right?
It isn't, you know, and it just comes with the territory. That's part of the program. The one thing you can do as your best insurance policy, number one, is a good brand of fluorocarbon. I love Blackwater. Other brands are great. I love that Yozuri, the hybrid one. That's an excellent brand also. Those are my two favorites. Obviously, other ones work too, but that Blackwater in particular, it's really tough. It's got that hard outer layer, and it seems to provide the best insurance against that you know, head shaking, grating across the teeth. That goes for smaller fish and bigger fish.
Yeah, whether bigger line. Hey, Gus, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja. The Cast Tours report from the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is with us. And that report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. They're known as the Fish Pros. And you'll be hooked once you try them. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs. And they have the best smoked fish. And the cool thing is, if you're on the Royal Star or the Royal Players, you never touch your fish when you're back to the dock. You guys tag them. If you're going to Fisherman's Processing, it is in the saltwater ice the whole time, and it never gets on the concrete, anything like that, right?
That's right. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. They'll do it for you. And it's not just specific to those two boats. If in any long range boat, if they request that service, we'll bring them down. We'll bring the totes down and meet them and provide that dockside service for the anglers.
Yeah, and also you can get your order on the Royal Star or the Royal Players right on the boat. You don't have anything to deal with when you get back to the dock. You just grab your gear and go home and then pick up your fish.
Exactly. That's the idea. Streamline it. Make it as easy and convenient as possible for the angler.
And now, you know, what's really cool is that Fish Pro's the market. And Sean and the guys over there have put together some amazing stuff, their new rubs and salts and things like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they just as of January got the ability to retail out of that space now. It wasn't zoned for that before, so they changed the zoning. And long and short of it, now we can retail that product. And over the years, the most feedback that we've received is anglers wanting to have
buy
the ability
product.
To buy some of that jerky or buy some of that smoke product. It's just been incredible. So now we're actually buying fish and smoking that stuff up, and it's there for sale for anybody who wants to go in there, as well as returning anglers. It's really broadened what we do down there.
Yeah.
And again, opened the door to a lot of anglers, opened the door for a lot of individuals to try our jerky product.
Yeah. Believe makes me, them want to go catch their own.
Well,
and
that
get,
too.
Get,
but
get it
believe me,
if
you try it, you're going to want to come back for more.
Oh,
that stuff's incredible.
No doubt about it. Hey, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro, Tim. Where's the Rickster?
Ricky is in San Luis Obispo today.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, anyway, you know, we're into the springtime now, and things are starting to heat up in the Sea of Cortez, and starting on Loreto all the way down to the very tip of the Baja Peninsula there at San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. And over in Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, especially the Playita fleet, they've been concentrating up in the Sea of Cortez, that usual spot we've been talking about every report all year long. These tunas just hang around there at the Iman Bank, San Luis Banks, Vina Rama, in that area. Some nice, great fish this week, up to 50 pounds. They were banging them pretty good the first three or four days of the week, and then the nasty north winds, which can still blow at this time. You know, that's a wind that they get during the winter, but I think we're just about seeing the end of it. But it came up, and it kind of just shut things down, made the water off color and so forth. But anyway, up in Loreto there's some really good yellowtail action going on up there. Anywhere from the local reefs there, San Bruno Reef, over at Punta Pulpito, the southern end of Carmen, and the hot area right now is Catalan Island, which is about a two-hour run south of Loreto. But they've been getting some really nice, great yellowtail there, up to 34 pounds. Bait situation really good, a lot of mac. So if you're going down that way, make sure you take your sabikis with you to make your bait. But some really good yellowtail fish in there. Of course, along with the yellowtail is cabrillas. Pargo, but some really good fishing going on in Loreto. We'll wind up with Ixtapas y Huantenejo there. Sail fishing, very, very good. 2 to 3 releases per day. Inshore, roosters, jacks. They got this big sailfish tournament going on, and it's a kill tournament. It's really sad. They'll have about 150 boats, and it's strictly kill sails. And what used to be a 40-kilo fish, which is like 90 pounds, would be the winner. It's down to about 30 kilos now. So the grade of sailfish is really declining. And, you know, they're shooting themselves in the foot with these kill tournaments. But I don't know. Somebody's going to have to do something to stop it. Like I said, 150 boats out there killing sails this weekend. It's pretty sad.
Not good at all.
But anyway, Pete, good news. We filled up the El Salto trip. So the last two spots this week, our Pesca Panama trip next April. Yeah, I've got one boat in limbo. Had a call yesterday from a gentleman thinking about going down, and so I told him let me know the first of the week, and if he calls me, then we'll have that trip filled up. But
wow,
otherwise,
popular stuff, cast man.
Yeah, man. Anybody? Looking for a trip down to East Cape, Loreto, La Paz, San Jose del Cabo, mainland Mexico, Central America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And, Pedro, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Cast Man, thanks for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that very much. We're live here at Encinitas Ford. Come on down, win some great prizes. Have fun down here. A lot of people gather. We sure appreciate everybody coming down to Encinitas Ford to our first San Diego County Ford Dealer Live broadcast. We've got Great casting contest run by Ryan going on. And, Scott, there's some deals at Encinitas 4, too. Can you give an example of what somebody could save today?
Sure. Well, on the escapes right now, we've got 0% financing for 60 months plus $3,000 cash back. You combine that with some of our deep discounts we have out there, and you can definitely save upwards of $6,000 on one of these.
Whoa!
So it's a great time to come by and get a truck.
Why are all these incentives happening?
Because we're going to have the biggest month of the year, and we're going to make it happen.
May.
Absolutely. We've got Super Duties out there where you can save over $10,000 off right now, in addition to that F-150 with over $10,000 off. So it's definitely a good time to come by.
Wow, fantastic. And when we come back, we're going to have more from Tim Ekstrom, more from Scott, and more of your stamp up the mic and phone calls. A lot going on here, and Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. You know, I mentioned earlier, Don from Hands and Knives is here. If you're a knife guy, you've got to come down and see this amazing display of handcrafted knife that Don brought down. He's even given one away here on the raffle today, too. He's given one to Cowboy to give away at the end of the raffle today, which will be our grand prize today for the raffle. And that's fantastic. And come on down, have the random draw for the cast and the casting contest to win that trip on Alaska Airlines to Rancho Lanier on Baja's East Cape or the Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks and the Sagos Kayak Fishing. Come on down and join us here. You know, we just heard the spot for Whalers Cove Lodge, and our trip there, our 4-day trip in August, has been full for like a year. And we actually had an opening for up to three people with one of the top boats there at Whalers Cove. So if you're interested in going with us in August, it's August 14th through the 18th. What a wonderful place, Whalers Cove. Can't wait to go. Give them a call at 800-423-3123, Whalers Cove Lodge. You want to go this summer. One spot opened up. Like I say, it's been sold out for a year. So take advantage of that spot for sure. All right. Hey, let's. Michael Mayer is here. Michael, you here at Encinitas Ford walking around? Let's see. Where is Michael? Michael? Michael's probably out of earshot here. Jim from National City. I saw Jim. Jim, come on down, Jim.
We got everybody over there at the raffle table.
Yeah, they're all winning. Cowboys giving away a lot of stuff there. He's got a couple of great helpers and giving away some great stuff. Thanks for coming down, Jim.
Hey, it's great. First thing, I got two or three things.
Want a Shimano Colt Sniper?
Is that the new one, your jerk bait?
Yeah, I caught some tuna on that in Panama. Thing works.
Yeah, I got it. So anyway, I would like to thank Encinitas Ford. I don't know how long you guys have done this. I think I've been coming 5 years. But anyway, over the top, great event. I really appreciate you and the Ford Company for what you do for the fishing community. We went after those tuna last week. My friend Mike Poteet, you know the Poteet Bay charter your boat?
Sure.
Well, the company does.
Right.
He went on the Liberty Wednesday, got a 65 pounder. Mike's a real good fisherman.
Yeah, that's great.
And there were 10 people, got 10 tuna.
Wow.
On the Liberty. So I go the next day on the San Diego. We catch 19 people, catch 13 bluefin.
Wow.
And that was all that better grade from 60 to 80 pounds.
Wow.
Both days. That
Did
was
you get one, Jim? Okay, we won't
come
talk
on,
about
people.
That.
Yeah, why bring that
you
up?
Know, I'm embarrassed to say I did not catch one.
It happened.
You know, it's bluefin, man.
You know what? When I got on the boat, somebody was yelling, "Black cloud coming aboard."
Oh, gee, what is that all about?
But
right?
Anyway, that's my report, and thank you for everything, guys.
All right. Thanks
thank
for coming
you.
Down. Ed from Mira Mesa. Ed, come on down, Ed. I might mention, too, Ed.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, Ed. Ed brought a great prize for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. You won a really cool battery charger and batteries at Day
inverter.
At the Docks.
It's an inverter.
Inverter. And charger. You decided you didn't need it, so you're donating it to the Rollo Kids Foundation that we're going to use at our event at the Bally High at the end of June there, or in middle June. As a silent auction item. We really appreciate that. It's going to take a lot of kids fishing, so thanks for that generous donation.
My question, Tim, is when you go down on an 8 to 10-day trip, do you just go right down to where you want to fish, or if you see fish, do you stop on any of that? Or
Anytime we're in transit, we're looking. And there's a bunch of variables in there, depending on the time of year. I mean, there are times when it's a straight steam just because of the water conditions, weather information that we have. There's areas where we're just not focusing on. But if there's fish jumping in front of us, we're going to stop. And we always have the electronics going. Any sign of fish, we're out there to catch them. I would say more often than not, especially the earlier 8-day trips, In say June and July, we're looking from the time, pretty much from the time we leave the dock, till the time we return, because at that time of year, that transitional period, you're really on the hunt. Typically in the fall, later on those say 10-day trip in November, it's not unusual to travel for a day and a half, or a full day before you actually shut down and go into fishing mode.
Yeah, because I was wondering, when you leave at noon, some boats leave at noon, 2 o'clock, and they get down towards the Coronado Islands at that time. I know there's some bluefin, sometimes yellowfin, and that are just a few miles down from the Coronados. I'd wonder if you'd stop on that stuff.
Right? There's so many variables. There's a lot of times when say you're on an 8-day trip and we know there's incredible fishing at Uncle Sandbank, for example, right? And if we stop, if we keep going, we'll get to where our destination the 2 days,
following right at daylight, right when we want to be there. But if we stop and fiddle around, maybe catch a few fish here, a few fish there, then we eat up our time in the zone where we really want to go down there and maximize our fishing opportunities. So, I mean, I could sit here all day long and go over, you know, theoretical, you know, scenarios, but it just it really does depend on what we have to work with at the time.
Great. Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Appreciate that. Let's jump into the calls. Gary in Longdale is on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I had a question to, you know, a couple of questions for Tim. Tim, on your boat, there's different catch options, such as donate to the galley, and I wanted to make a mention about your crew. They all have a sense of pride in their jobs, and they show it.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, we've had the same core group of guys for a long time on there. Some guys have been there with us over 10 years, and I think our most junior crew member has been there now for a couple of years, and we share that pride. It's a universal trait. It starts at the top, and it goes all the way to the last guy in line, and that's really what makes our operation what it is, and that goes for any boat. You know, I mean, a boat is a boat. One has this, one has that, but really the identity of a boat is the crew and how they perform when they're out there in the water and the relationship that they form with each individual on the boat and the whole group. So that's music to my ears. Thank you for the compliment.
You know, one of the things I really look forward to, Tim, when I fish with you on the Royal Star is that crew. Hanging out with Paul, hanging out with Blake and the other guys on the boat, they're all just – They're friends, and they just, like, do so much for you, and they're so much fun to fish with and so knowledgeable. I always gain so much knowledge from them. It's really put together a really fine crew.
It's one of the beauties of long-range fishing, and you know, you really do become, you know, it's a group hunt. Once you leave the dock, you're literally all in the same boat. You're in it together, and something that we really pride ourselves on is how inclusive we are, you know. There's times when I know I've definitely heard stories of anglers having a hard time, you know, on a boat connecting with a crew, whatever. They feel they're a little standoffish. It's the exact opposite with us. Our guys, they're
all over you.
They're welcoming, inclusive. It doesn't matter if it's your first time on a long. That's the other thing which really makes a big difference. You know, I've fielded a lot of questions over the years. Anglers are hesitant to go on a long range trip because they feel they don't have enough experience, or they're going to stand out because of their lack of experience, and it's exactly the opposite. You know, our guys are on it right away, and whatever assistance you may need, even if you don't think you might need assistance, you know, if there's something that the guys, they're real keen at identifying, you know, everybody's strengths and weaknesses, and throughout the trip, you know, they'll come up and they'll shoot you a little piece of advice, or if they see you rigging something that you could be improving upon, they'll come up and engage and get everybody straightened out. So it's a real welcome, warm environment. That's a big part of the long range experience and why we are what we are.
No doubt about it. You know, before I forget, I want to mention that on our trip on the Royal Star in Mazatlan, Maui Jim has given me a box of demo sunglasses, all the latest models of demo sunglasses, and I think 7 or 8 different pair in there that they can try. And all of the passengers will be able to try these new Maui Jim sunglasses. I'll have the demos on there. But I'm going to make sure that the crew knows on the way down that they can sample them, too. Check them out. I hope they're still in the box when they get there.
Oh, that's great. Between that and the Costas, you know, the Costas, Del Mar, they've got lots of glasses, too, that they've provided for anglers over the years. So we're going to be well-suited to work in the Mazatlan sun.
Yes, indeed, for sure. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to get a catch report. Find out what's biting out there. More from Encinitas Ford. More from Tim Ekstrom, Scott Cook. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun. Because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 19th, they'll be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico. The president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, along with Captain Tim Ekstrom, will host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, May 19th, a very special live Let's Hook Up broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranx 300 and 400. With two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle, the new Tranx fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranx 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranx models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch
We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.